Gabriel Parson, good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
What's been happening so far today?
Well, I just decided to get up a bit earlier.
Yes.
And do a little exercise. That felt good.
All right.
Yeah. It's been pretty cruisy morning so far. So it's been good.
Well, the day's only begun. That's right. Not even meeting people moving around out town yet.
That's very quiet, actually. The road coming out of Greenstead was super quiet, heading to Hamilton.
Yeah. Is the road intact, Greenstead, is it? Or no slips or anything?
No,
like
I think Greenstead's good, yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe a few slips down on the foreshore.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Yep. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that sort of thing. We're here to talk about Raglan Naturally, Gabriel.
We are.
So, what is Raglan Naturally?
Well, Raglan Naturally is a community organisation.
Yes.
And we are here to support community-led development.
Yes.
Which means, I suppose, more simply, that we're here to support the community to realise their aspirations and support them in community projects. If they've got an idea, to get behind or walk alongside them and see if they need support. Yeah, if they need help with connecting up with people or funding. Things like that.
All right. That's an exciting job.
It's an awesome job, actually. I was just thinking this morning as I was driving here just how much I love it, doing what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. It's an opportunity to learn a lot about the community, what's going on.
Yeah.
And to get enthusiastic with people and go like, yeah, let's do this. We can do this.
Yeah. And you are the coordinator? Is that the official title of the role? Is it?
Yeah. So Raglan Naturally, I suppose just taking one step back from that, Raglan Naturally is set up as a charitable trust.
Yeah.
So there's a trust board, 7 members on the board.
Yes.
And I must mention, because we're here together, that Craig is actually a member of the Raglan Naturally Trust Board.
Yes, I am. And have no fear, folks, I'm easily the least effective of all the board members. So there we go. They're a very skilled bunch, mostly, apart from me.
But, great having you there, Craig. Totally. And then we have 3 coordinators.
Yes.
Raglan Naturally coordinator. So at the moment there's myself as the community-led development coordinator, and then we have a Hapuri engagement coordinator, and we have the community wellbeing connector, who's Lara Sweetman.
Yes.
At the moment the Hapuri engagement coordinator role is being recruited for.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting to see who comes forward in that role.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's 3 of us working, not quite full-time, but, working for the community.
Yeah. Covering a lot of bases with those 3 roles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the community wellbeing connector is more focused on wellbeing outcomes and support. My role, my role is more broad, I suppose. It can kind of cover anything. Whether it's across kind of recreation or education or youth, or working with like local government, and so it's quite broad. And the Hapuri engagement coordinator is working specifically with Māori and supporting Māori and hapu. So I think with all those roles we cover quite a lot here in the community, or can cover.
Yes.
Yeah, and I suppose it would be good just to mention as well that a lot of people in the community were involved in creating our updated community plan. So that's actually a document that we have, as you know, Craig. That's a document which outlines kind of like the community aspirations and how we might work towards those. So lots of project ideas and also summarizes what we have in the community already, and it's split into I think it's 12 different focus areas. We've also got a website which we've developed quite a lot last year, and that's a really good place if you want to find out about Raglan Naturally and what we, you know, what we do. And also you can go and read the community plan on the website. So that's just raglannaturally.co.nz.
Yep.
So that's great. We've got a Facebook page. and we put out a newsletter as often as we can, so people can also sign up for the newsletter. So, I think a lot of people were involved in creating the community plan a few years ago, which was really amazing. Like over 2 or 3 years, we had all these focus groups, and we had a survey that went out, and an event at the town hall where lots of people came in and looked at all the ideas and added their little sticky notes. So it was pretty cool. So so all that information is actually collected and is owned by the community.
Yeah.
In the community plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of one of our, I suppose, our foundational documents. You know, that's what we work from.
Yeah.
That's
you can get hard copies around various places. There's quite a few floating around in circulation.
Yeah, I need to put a few more around the place at the library, and maybe at the information centre or the iHub.
Mm.
But if anybody wants a plan, like an actual document, so you can sit down with your cup of tea and read it, which is really nice to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, but all the, like you said, Gabriel, all the information's on the website anyway, isn't it? All the stuff's up there, and it's okay. That's kind of regular Naturally's role, and let's pull some examples from like last year, shall we? What was regular Naturally involved in last year, Gabriel?
What we do, yeah.
Yes.
So last year was our first year where we were set up as the community organisation. So the previous years were really focusing on the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got all established and we've got some funding as well behind what we do, which is amazing.
Yes.
So last year we supported Youth Week. So Youth Week happens once a year, and it's an opportunity for rangatahi or young people to do some cool projects in the community. So that was one thing. And then we also promoted Neighbours Day, which was the first. I think that's actually happened before in the community, but it felt like a really a good connecting event to bring into the community at that time. I think it was around March last year.
I think it was, wasn't it?
Which was a tricky time. So that was really neat to see the response to that. That was,
I can't even remember when all the lockdowns and things like that happened. Was that like during one of those or just after one of those or something like
around
that?
I can't remember the detail, but that was Neighbours Day.
Yeah.
And I understand there's going to be Neighbours Day promoted and encouraged in the community this year with someone else working on that, which is really neat.
Cool.
And then we also worked closely with the Environment Centre, the Whangaroa Environment Centre,
mm-hmm.
and with the Raglan Lions and quite a few others, to bring about the Matariki community event in the main street.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Which was a real highlight. I just felt that was, I suppose it was the first time that the community had all come together, in a community event like that for quite a while. So that felt really special to
celebrate. Yeah, it was a great afternoon, Matariki. Really. Yeah, it was a great afternoon, that was. Yeah.
Yeah, and luckily it didn't rain.
Yeah.
And then we ran a couple of Treaty of Waitangi workshops. So these were quite foundational workshops about the history of the treaty and up to today. And they were really well attended and a lot of interest to attend those workshops. And we plan to do more of those this year.
All right.
And we also co-hosted the Meet the Candidates event at the Town Hall, which was been coming up for the local government elections.
Yeah,
which was a bit different for us to do, but it felt, it felt important to support that to happen.
Mm.
So that was really neat. We worked with a couple of other organisations on that. So, yeah, I suppose whenever we do, Raglan Naturally's role is really to support and connect and bring people together. Our job isn't so much to kind of do the projects on the ground. So we did get involved in some projects a bit more last year on the ground, like Matariki and Meet the Candidates and things. But we always, when we do that, we're always working really closely with other organisations. So we're just a part of a collective event, which is really what we want to be doing. So those were, and then aside from that, I suppose there's a lot of work that we were doing just to support community organisations or groups, or mostly groups, not so much individuals, but you know, if they had a project or they needed to know who to connect with about something, or how to start a project, or where do we go from here, or you know, what sort of funding's available. There was a lot of work, little pieces of work as well, happening in the background.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a big part of what we do. So, and also just keeping up to date about what's happening. So, for example, there were things like, workshops on freshwater through the regional council, and there was the climate action group. And so it's kind of just keeping up to date with what's happening, so that when people need information or help, you can just direct them quite quickly to where to go.
Mm,
of course, I don't know everything.
Yeah,
you know, it's even in such a small community. It's amazing how much is going on.
It really is amazing. Yeah,
yeah, it really is. So, and there's just lots of people who I haven't even met, and things that I will actually not know about, which it's hard to imagine when there's so much that you do know about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
mm.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's Raglan Action is basically it's weaving various groups or individuals in the community together who want to kind of do something, I suppose. You know, got an idea something I want to do in the community or see in the community or make happen, right?
Yeah, or even supporting existing groups.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are lots of organisations and groups that are already running, so it's not just supporting new ones, it's actually being there to see how we can encourage or uplift or walk alongside those things that are already happening that might need just a bit of fresh energy, or they might need some new volunteers, or maybe they want to work with a couple of other organizations, but a lot of people are really busy doing what they do. You know, people are pretty focused on their own mahi in their work.
Yeah.
So often they don't have the time to, bring a group together or other organizations. So it's an awesome position to be in where that's your job.
Yeah.
So you can go, well, I can actually do that because that's my job, right?
Yeah.
And I'm doing it here for the community. So just ask, really. Try us, try me, That's what I say to people. They'll be like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I don't know, just try. Ask for what you need and see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
All right. And what can we look forward to this year? What's a little taster of what might be coming up?
Well, this year we've got our new role that is being filled with the Hapiti Engagement Coordinator.
Yep.
So I think we're going to be doing, once that happens, we'll be doing a bit of planning and thinking about the year ahead with that new person in the role.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. Like, actually, depending who it is, just thinking about where we go together and how we support each other in our roles.
Yeah.
But we will be doing more of some of the same things, so certainly supporting Matariki again and running some more treaty workshops, supporting Youth Week if we need to and, when that's happening.
Yeah.
And we also got some funding for, regular connecting events. So that just means, so people can, if somebody has an idea of they want to run an event, which is, we call them connecting events, it's really about bringing groups or people, bringing something for the community.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that actually we don't run those, but we support someone else to do that. Mm-hmm. So they, it'll just depend on who comes forward for those.
Yeah.
And also, I'm really keen to, I've already started working on this a little bit, but I'm really keen to work with community organisations and groups to establish a regular, it might be 6 monthly or something, but a regular connecting event where they can come together and share with the community about what they do, and also meet each other and sort of, I suppose, network and get a really good update from Raglan Naturally about how things are going with the plan.
That's a great idea.
What the council are doing to support our community and just really bring it all together. And I suppose see what the community priorities are. hear what people are working on, what they're, and actually, you know, maybe from that might come a one or two community projects, which maybe a lot of people want to get behind. And so I'm actually really excited about that. That's probably one of the big things for me is just, yeah, I really want to provide that opportunity, but design it as well with the organisations and groups. So it's actually designed in a way that it will work for them.
Yes.
Yeah, because I have my ideas, but actually it's not about me. Well, it's kind of like that, right? Yeah. It's really about finding out where the energy is in the community, like where the high needs are and what are the priorities, and really trying to be smart about what we're doing and just get behind that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and also just to let the community know, we have a partnership with the Department of Internal Affairs. They have a community-led development program, so it's specifically to support communities like us that are doing this kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're partnering with about 25 communities across the country, and we're lucky enough to be one of those because we could say, well, we are doing this work. So, we have a partnership with them for 5 years, so we've got another 3 years.
Okay.
And that means that they're able to support us with funding for our roles and also projects.
Awesome.
So it's amazing to have that support. Like, we're really, you know, it feels like we're really getting established to support the community with the trust board and the coordinators and the funding. And, yeah, so I'm feeling really excited about this year. Yeah.
Actually, in your role, do you sort of interact with like a few of the other community groups like you've just been talking about? Because that'd be quite exciting seeing what other communities are up to and things like that as well.
Absolutely. And they're all so different and unique, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, just depending on their location. There's one up the Whanganui River, and there's, you know, and then they've got the South Island groups, which have their total different flavour, and Whanganui up north.
Whanganui, yes. They came down for a visit. They did, yeah.
So we actually had a conference. They run I think it's once a year or once every 2 years. There's a conference which brings all the groups together.
Oh, yeah.
And we went down to that last year.
Yeah.
And it's really encouraging. So, yeah, I'd love to do a bit of a road trip and actually get to a couple. There's actually one in Katikati.
Okay. Which,
so that's not far for us. And, yeah, it's really neat. It's really encouraging to just you know, to know that there's other communities working through how to do this. And that is fun to do that, connect with others. And that's important as well, you know. I find that I can kind of get quite focused on Raglan and Whangaroa, you know, because this sort of work is just, you kind of got to immerse yourself in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, you know, the rest of our region and the Waikato area is also really rich with other things happening. It's really nice to be able to share that with other communities as well and encourage other people to, just to, you know, learn and work alongside the community. Yeah, so it's good to keep connecting out wider as well.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So I guess, Gabriel, you know, if I'm in a... You know, I'm an individual or I'm in a group or something. I'm like, yeah, man, I've got this great idea and I want to make it happen, but I don't know what to do.
Mm.
What do I do?
I don't know. No. No, I don't mean that. Well, I suppose in terms of how Raglan actually could support you. So, like, what would be an example? Have you got any examples of that? Like,
I want to set up... what's a good example?
What are some of your ideas you've had, Craig?
Okay, here's one then. Right, I want to set up like a movable growing medium on wheels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, right? So people who are only renting got somewhere to grow veggies and things like that, right? But I don't know what to do. You know, that's just an idea. So I get a hold of Gabriel and I say, Gabriel, what about this idea?
I'll be right. Let's meet for a cuppa.
Yes.
Yep, have a chat. And what I do is just, you know, hear all about your ideas and see, you know, if it's a new idea or if you've been brewing this for many years.
Yes.
And, you know, what other people you've talked with about it.
Yes.
If you have, like, some support around you, it's always good to understand if people are kind of on their own or if actually they have you know, a couple of other people who are really keen to work with them.
Mm.
Yeah, and I'd just be really, you know, thinking about what else is happening in the community around that and going, well, maybe, you know, if you thought about connecting with the Environment Centre, or maybe you could pop down to the growers market and chat with some people, or sort of first of all be, I suppose, letting you know what I know is already happening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
often a great place to start, is to kind of connect in with something that's happening.
Well, there might even be someone else having exactly the same idea somewhere else, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it might be saying, you know, there's giving some ideas about how you might want to just outline your project, or, yeah, maybe think about what sort of funding's available for something to, as a startup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see if, encourage you to make one and see how it goes and put it out in the main street. No.
Hope it doesn't collapse.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it's really, I suppose, simply to start is... And that's the thing, is there are some people who have an idea that they feel really passionate about. You know, they might have been thinking about for years, and really, or it might be that there's a group that's already, a group of people that are quite ready to go, you know. They've already got their idea and they just really want to know, it can be simple things, even like where's a good place to meet, or, often it's just giving people a little bit of a encouragement and... You know, once people get going, I think actually things, if it's meant to be and there's energy around it, generally once you get going, there's momentum and actually they find their way.
And regularly actually can grease those wheels, boy, you know, introduce them to other people and things like that, Gabriel. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to kind of add?
Well, I think, there is something else which I think is important to just add. Thank you.
Yes.
And that is that our work as Raglan Naturally, as an organisation, is really based on a partnership with iwi and hapu around, based on the Treaty of Waitangi.
Yes.
And that's actually a really key part of what we're doing and what we're growing and learning about here together.
Mm. Mm.
So what that looks like for us at the moment, it looks like many things, but what it looks like is that the trust, the governance board of the trust, has been set up, we say, in like a kind of co-governance model.
Yeah.
So we have the key hapu groups, or most of the key hapu groups, represented on the Raglan Naturally board.
Yeah.
Alongside community members who put themselves forward for the board, and also one community board member is on the board as well. So that's one part of it. We also have, you know, the two coordinators. So we have the Hapuri coordinator and myself. So we have that opportunity for hapu and Māori to be supported through Raglan Naturally in that same way that I'm able to offer to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's a lot to learn, but really that partnership and those relationships are key to what we're doing. So, you know, even in thinking about, we've got Waitangi Day coming up on Monday.
Yeah.
And we would love to work, you know, towards next year supporting something in the community, but for this this weekend and that particular day, I just suppose I just encourage the community to really think about seeing it's a whole day put aside for this.
Yes
That just encourage the community to just think about what the treaty means to them, what they know about it, maybe have a chat with some whānau or friends about it, and just take the opportunity to learn something from my own experience with the treaty workshops that we've run, and my own learning just over the last few years. It's been really rewarding and challenging sometimes as well. Like, definitely the reality is that learning about, so it's not, I suppose, even just about the history of the treaty, that's really important, and that's what the workshops that we've run have been about. They've been more about, you know, the treaty is a founding document and the history. But what's really important actually is just that we bring it to today and what it means for me, for example, and what it means for me in my work.
Yeah.
And just what the context of what's happening in the treaty space, and a lot of that will come through our work with Hapu. But for me, it's really just, doing that work to understand what it means here, because it's actually totally relevant. It's not just some historical thing that doesn't mean anything today.
Yeah, that's right.
And we really want to set up the Raglan Naturally website so it has a page and with some really good resources around learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know from the workshops as well, the participants of the workshops were really keen to continue. Like, they really were like, wow, this is like quite life-changing and really important, and we want to continue our learning together. So I look forward to connecting back in with them.
I was one of those participants, yeah. I thought, I've got a fairly good grip on what the treaty is and everything like that, but actually, there's a lot more that I actually didn't know. And I found it really fascinating, just all the, it was a really well-run thing and, really well-coordinated. And it was, I found it really interesting and, it's actually kind of emotional too, I suppose, looking back through it all and having to think about things like you're talking about and stuff like that. And some follow-up things, I think you'd get a lot of people. Next time they come around, folks, do go along to those if you haven't already, because, they are really interesting and well worth your time. You'll be probably surprised how much you will learn from these things.
Yeah, that's right, Craig. And what I really love about them is that we're actually learning together as a community. So, we could, to me it's quite different than attending a workshop, for example, in another city or something. Mm. Like, to be actually sitting alongside our fellow community members, there's something really encouraging and really feels really important to be doing that. So I love that aspect of it.
That kind of added, the local flavour that gets added by, some of the local Hapu members and things like that added a lot to it, and just hearing the local stories and things like that, just added much more depth and sort of flavour to it, I suppose.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I also understand that Raglan Naturally is kind of breaking ground in that sort of way too, when you guys were down Wellington, wasn't it, at a conference or something. It was, we had a lot of other groups kind of saying, well, man, co-governance, how's this actually working? How are you guys making it work? And that's, it's kind of, I don't know, breaking ground in that way, trying to figure it out really as we go along, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it definitely felt like that. And there was, every community does things in a different way, but I think that, we are doing something quite different.
Yeah.
There was definitely a lot of interest in that and sharing together about how we do this learning and how we make these changes together.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was great to be able to share that really openly with these other groups that, in many different ways have these, have this work to do. So it's exciting. It's challenging. It's really rewarding, the whole of Raglan Naturally work, and it's super exciting, I think, what we're doing. So, I just encourage you to connect in. You'll find our contact details on our website.
Yep.
And, look forward to having a chat to you all in the street. Well, not all at once, but,
Yes. All right. Well, and that's it, Gabriel, for now, anyways.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's good. Thanks so much, Craig.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for coming. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, there we are, folks. That's Gabriel Parson there, and talking about Raglan Naturally. And, go to the website, and you can get in touch with Gabriel, have a meeting, have a chat about stuff, do whatever you want. We'll have a chat to her and see what can happen. And so, thanks again, Gabriel.